hard do you think it is for a blind guy to clear a room before he masturbates? That's got to be, like, so hard. You know, he's like, hey, guys, is anybody here? And all his buddies are like, because I'm going to get pizza for everyone that wants it. My treat. I'm going to buy beer and everything. Anybody? Nobody? All right. And all his buddies are like, here's the weird thing about that, right? I told that joke once, and my wife goes, and she was watching the show, and my wife goes, whoa, hold on. You would really want to watch someone masturbate? I'm like, oh, I never thought about that. Like, that's a weird, like, I'm like, I'd be the guy going, I've been around blind people. Is anyone, like, I had a run. Let me tell you something. I was with this blind guy at a Dodgers game. I didn't know the guy. He's sitting next to me. And at first, I'm like, oh, how great for him. He's out. He's living his life. He's, you know, he's not letting his disability hold him back. Enjoying the smells. And then I heard the crack of the bat. And I thought, how terrifying. And then I thought, how selfish. This guy's trusting me with his life. Now I can't enjoy the frickin' game. Because every time a foul ball, I'm like, down! I'm at the zoo with my two daughters, right? And like I said, they kind of act like lunatics. So this blind lady comes walking through the zoo with her, like, cane. And at first I'm like, where does she think she's at? Like, what, does she enjoy the smell of animal poo and the cries of desperation? Like, help! Kill me! I'm a monkey on concrete! I want to die! Now, my daughter sees the cane and goes, oh, great, let's take her legs out. I don't know what she was thinking. But my daughter just upends this lady. I mean, just goes running at her. Now, she didn't see her, obviously, but just, and you think, being blind, she'd fall much better than she did. Seriously, you'd think she'd fallen a few times, like, you know, oh, I got this, I'm blind, I do this all the time. But no, like, cane goes one way, big shoe another way, glasses are flying, and she hits the ground, and it is, like, silent. Everyone's like, oh, my God. And my daughter's laughing. She's like, ah! And the blind lady's just sitting there like, right. Well, luckily, I had seen the movie Ray. So when people went in to help, I was like, no, no, she can get up herself. True story.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
A ton of lineups stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
That's good, man. That's awesome that you're doing that. Seriously. What's your favorite kind of music? That's what I want to know. Who's your favorite artist right now?
Right now, well, the genre of music I listen to is like EDM and techno and dope, stuff like that.
Yeah, Bobby, my guy.
That's okay. So you like EDM. Cool.
But, I was going to say, this is why I hate my memory.
Yeah, I know. It's tough being 13 with a 13-year-old's memory. It must be difficult.
No. I also listen to old music as well.
Wait.
I want to know
your old music.
What's
is.
Old music, Jared?
Caged Elephant.
I'm leaving. I quit the show.
They laugh. Yes, I know. Ain't no rest for the
wicked. That was one of our rejoiners like 5 years ago.
Old music.
It's fairly old.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce time here on morelikeradio.com. I am your host, Joel Dutch Van Wieren, here with Royce Lopez.
Turn your music down. It's so loud.
Isn't it awesome?
No, it's you're cutting out.
We're also here with Marie Lopez. Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
And Cakes isn't on, is he? No.
No.
If you guys want to get in touch with the numbers, 954-573-2780. By the way, that band is August Burns Red.
Yeah, it must sound great when it's not overmodulating.
Was it overmodulating?
It's really loud.
Still
can you please turn it down?
I did. I have the fader all the way down.
Well, then it's
That's
just...
all the way down. Is this too loud? I need to make marks on my board on what is acceptable to you guys. Can you hear that?
I think it's just annoying. It's just
Yeah, it might just suck.
Yeah.
It might not have been overmodulating.
Wow. Already starting out with an attitude. If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. I'll do this without any kind of bed music. Or you can go to morelikeradio.com/live if you want to see Marie and Royce's bitchy faces while they get mad about music that I like.
I think it's just Skype that really can't handle that amount of drums.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because you were sounding staticky because of the music playing.
Interesting.
And now you sound fine that you turned it off.
Let me turn the gain down and turn it up a little bit. How does that sound?
Actually, to keep talking? No.
Better? No?
I don't know. Maybe. You're not talking while it's playing, or it's cutting out when you talk.
It doesn't matter. We'll fix it later. We don't need music. It's not an integral part of the show.
No, it's not.
I don't know what's been going on lately, but the audio issues we've been having, we had like a good 3-year stretch there where we had no problems. But remember when we first started the show, we were having issues. We even contemplated getting ISDN lines at one point with how bad everything was for a little stretch there. But, what is today? December 6, 2016. My, in-laws are over right now decorating the tree, and I'm here talking with you people. So,
what do you mean by you people?
Just mainly Armenians.
What do you mean by in-laws? Are you engaged?
No, but that was just it, is that, like, Kelsey's parents and one of her nephews are over. Because they're not going to be here for Christmas because they're going on vacation. So they wanted to decorate the tree because we got a tree today. And she referred to, I said, it was like, hey, you know, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but I got to go do my show. They're like, oh, well, they have a problem with the in-laws been over. And I was like, whoa, hey, slow your roll. In-law, what? And made everybody laugh, but she got all embarrassed and red. So, they're out there.
When are you going to pop the question, Dutch?
Not going to.
Why?
Because I don't want to get married, and she's already been divorced once before, and she doesn't want to get married. So
I've never.
She doesn't want to get divorced again.
Yeah.
It's mainly what it is.
I've never read that book, Dutch.
You're supposed to say.
Never want to get divorced again.
You're supposed to say what book?
What book?
What book?
Things losers say. If you don't say what book, it doesn't work as well.
That's like a knock-knock joke, and I didn't even know what the punch. I didn't even know what the setup was. I've never heard the what book thing. Was that in your middle school?
That's old. Oh, it's old. Yeah, elementary school joke, I think.
Definitely old. I know that, but I never heard that one before. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It was from a movie or something.
I don't remember.
What kind of tree did you get, and how big?
I think it was an emerald pine. Or
is it the one with the fuzzy needles?
It's the ones with what now?
Is it the fuzzy needles, or is it like the stocky fat needles?
It's the short ones. It's the short ones that have like a lot of little, not fuzzy needles so much, but they're not like the long pine types. So.
And how tall?
About 6 feet, 6.5 feet.
Do you normally get real trees every year?
No, last year we had a fake tree. We have a fake tree in the garage. I was like, why don't we just set that up?
We don't want to buy a regular tree because we want pine needles all over the carpet, and we don't want to have to set up an artificial one. So we just have this little one that we've used forever. And that's about it.
I figured the artificial. I'm not a huge fan of Christmas, anyways, so it didn't matter to me. But it
whoa,
mattered.
Grinch!
I know, dude. They started playing Christmas music here, like over her little like Wi-Fi speaker or Bluetooth speaker. And I looked at her parents, and I'm like, "Is it a Grinch for me to say that I hate Christmas music?" And they were like, "Wait, what?" And I'm like, "What's the same 30 songs?" And when you have to hear the same 30 songs for a full month every year, it's like, all right, enough.
Yeah. I was actually saying a week ago, Christmas music, the only thing keeping Elvis Presley still relevant.
That's a good point. And Bing Crosby.
Sinatra, Bing Crosby.
Dude, back then, it was like simple, like, especially Bing Crosby, you didn't have to write your own music. You would just sing other people's songs and be a millionaire. You know, it was super simple.
That's the way they still do it. People still release Christmas albums and it's just them singing other people's shit.
Like Michael Bublé, but besides him, like, you know?
And you know what's funny is if anyone hears new Christmas music, we think it's awful. And then we say, no, I like the old Christmas music, but then we're bored with it immediately.
Oh, good news, though. I read that Adam Sandler is releasing a new version of the Hanukkah song. He's updating it.
Oh, that's good.
For real. A new revision is coming out soon, guys.
Were a lot of people asking for that?
Yeah, you know, clamoring, I believe, is the word that I made up just now.
Time.
I don't think anyone was, though.
Yarmulkes.
I mean, look, you got to give it to Sandler. The dude makes money.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
What about this one?
What about it?
What do you mean you got it?
No, I said, what about it?
Don't you want a hippo for Christmas?
Separate colored fountains around this time. Blacks are beat up at the polls.
Dude, like, I even, Mitch, you know Reliant K, right?
Yeah.
They released a Christmas album.
And I probably didn't listen to it because, you know what, actually, another one, Bowling for Soup has a Christmas album.
I'd listen to that.
We did once and it was terrible.
Oh.
We listened to it on our way to Branson. It was just horrible.
Bowling for Soup was like one good song, and that's about it. Like, period.
I love Bowling for Soup.
How you don't?
I've seen them in concert, and I love them, and I want to see them again.
Why?
I love the.
They're a fun band.
Yeah.
Their music is fun.
Don't stand up for her, Mitch.
I saw them at Warped Tour in like one of the smaller stages. They're funny guys. Like it's the banter in between. It's kind of like a Real Big Fish.
It was so fun.
Here we go. Does this get you in the spirit? But here's the thing, you're saying,
yes,
like,
I would listen to this.
But it's the same song, like, we all know it, but everybody just puts like a slightly different spin on it, like.
Well, this one's the rock version.
Pop punk version.
And I like it.
I will say I like punk covers more than originals most of the time.
I do too, dude. Yeah, whenever they have the Punk Goes Pop albums that come out, it's kind of like now that's what I call music.
Yeah,
they put out these punk where basically they have these punk and or hardcore bands covering major songs like Umbrella by Rihanna or whatever, and they do their own spin on it, and those are actually fun.
I have on my Spotify, I have a playlist, which is just punk covers, and there's about 350 songs on there.
Wow.
And that's like what I listen to at the gym, just that.
Oh yeah, I don't hate it, because like, there's certain songs that you know, but you're like, this song could be better, and then another band comes out, you're like, oh, okay, this is the version I've been looking for.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, outside of like Sympathy for the Devil, I think Guns N' Roses did it better for the most part. Most
Sympathy for the Devil?
Devil.
You said devil.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Devil.
I meant devil. Anyway. Besides that.
Your nose?
Besides that.
I thought he was doing a water boy thing. Honestly, I was like, oh, Sympathy for the Devil. Okay, apparently that's something I've never heard of
Adam
before.
Sandler.
I think that's what it was. Adam Sandler got in my head.
That's exactly what happened.
What covers are better than the originals? Let's talk about this for a second.
Bed covers.
Like, in you guys' opinion, like, but just off the top of my head, Hurt, the Johnny Cash version, because Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails wrote that song originally.
Oh, I got one.
You're going to play it?
No, I don't have that song played up. I don't have it queued up.
What is it?
Oh, okay. I thought that's what you were about to do. But no, I remember it. Or not remember, but I read that Trent Reznor, when he heard Johnny Cash's version of it, like, it sent him into a weird depression because he's like, that was the most personal song I've ever written, and he made that song, made it seem like I didn't even write it. Like, that's how good that cover was. He's like, I don't even know if I can play it anymore because that's how good Johnny Cash's version was. What's your cover?
Another, it's Simple Man by Shinedown. Way better than Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I hate Shinedown, but I think you might be right.
No, that's, you are right. I don't like them. I like that song, though.
You are
I
right.
Like yeah,
that,
you're right.
That cover is absolutely better than the one. I know exactly what you're talking about. Here, I have it.
You got it? I'm afraid to play any music on my end.
This one's fine. I'll play it.
That's when you really hear like full band thing.
Well, mama told me.
I'll kick in. Yeah, here you go. I skipped.
Yes, there will be something.
Oh, you have the acoustic version.
It's the only one. It's only one.
I thought they had rock version, no?
No. It's this.
Yeah, this is it. I agree. This is better than Lynyrd Skynyrd fucking. I don't know. I never liked Southern rock. Never a fan. I know that's blasphemy in some places, but I've never been a fan of that Southern fucking.
The combo between country and rock kind of thing. Because the main thing I think of when I hear that nowadays is Kid Rock. And he's not even Southern.
Well,
he's from Detroit.
Here's what it is. Here's what it is, Dutch. The baby boomers. Southern rock was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the millennial Southern rock is Kid Rock. That's the difference. It's still all garbage.
The crazy thing is that Kid Rock is from Detroit, which is the weird thing.
Yeah, he's not even... but it
may... and he straight up rips off Sweet Home Alabama, but he's like, well, it's okay though because I reference the fact that I'm playing the song in the song. It's like, but you can't. You're not allowed to do that.
You're not.
I don't like sampling. I hate sampling. I'd rather if it's just a straight up cover, that's fine. But I don't like when you take pieces of another song.
Well, you don't like P. Diddy Daddy Puff?
No, I don't like it.
Because that's all he made a whole career out of that.
I call it.
Most rappers these days do that.
I call it song taking.
It's.
I'm trying to think. What's another? Me First and the Gimme Gimmes are a cover band, which is basically made up of like some of the biggest names in punk rock, like the guy from NoFX and Lagwagon and Boss Tones and all those other people. Who else is in that band?
I don't know, but I firmly believe that Kid Rock concerts are the reason that gonorrhea is still alive and well in America. Like, I think that's the reason it hasn't been eradicated is because Kid Rock is still touring. I believe that and Juggalos are responsible.
What is a Juggalo?
What is a Juggalo?
Don't.
No, let's not do that.
I will throw a hatchet at your head, I swear to God.
What are you talking about? I'm not doing anything.
All right, fine.
I really like Mike Tompkins. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Mike
Tompkins. He does. Yes, he does covers.
Is he better than these guys? Because he can give a fuck less. What a bitch stinks. He tell him that a butt stinks. And all that.
Why are you singing that?
Better than it's great.
What just
yes,
happened?
Yes, I would say better. He does a cappella, and he does it by himself, and it's amazing.
What just
I happened? Was in a group called a rockapella in college.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
No, I lied, actually. I wasn't.
Well, here's one for you guys.
No.
I'm going to play over it. The listeners are going to get mad because we're going to be playing shit over top of each other.
All right, I stopped it.
ever go down. Not even in your town.
Okay, I did for real. Stop. Come on. What it is, well, fuck if I know. All right.
Be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on. I'm only repping.
My favorite was the dating game.
The what?
The dating game song.
Did you really listen to that horse shit?
Just that
it
one album.
Surprise me.
Just that one album, because my brother did, and I loved my brother. I idolized him.
Dating game.
This song? Do you tell me ICP covered this?
No.
No? Oh.
Let me hold on.
I'm a happy kicking my heels up and snapping.
Here you go, Sherry. I got you.
Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Waterfront, I think.
I remember this. My white trash friend Donnie used to listen to this. Oh, my God. Yes, he did.
Sexy smile. Out of his charm, we'll work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your
question? Contestant number one. Oh my God, this is so bad. Oh my God, it's
I've never heard. No, I've never heard this.
I've heard this. All right, yeah, here you go. Fine. Tell me what fuck, you I hate you.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I might just show up naked like I always do and look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you.
Oh, that's good, Ryan. Adventure, creepy ass, and tell her, get my food ready. Your dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing Jesus. From your mother. I'd pull the 40 out and force him for your little brother.
I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 13, she's got some big tits.
You know the one thing? You know the one thing about ICP that I always remember was when they were on Howard Stern at the same time that Sharon Osbourne was on, and Sharon Osbourne just gave him a complete and utter verbal beatdown, and all they could say is "fuck you, bitch!" Like they had no,
right.
They had no comebacks. She was just eviscerating them for saying no. The reason why we kicked you off the tour is because you're terrible. Because I guess they were on Ozfest at one point years ago, and they had a beef, and so Howard, being who Howard is, obviously booked them both at the same time and didn't tell the other ones that he was going to be on. Brilliant radio, dude. Art Carnival. He says, women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question. I like a man who's not afraid to show his true
emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Sure, we could have sex in a porta potty. Who gives a shit? How would you let me know? First thing,
I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch. Yo, fuck you.
Dude, they have the timing and canter of like early 80s rappers.
We walk around and then we say things. We look at people and then we talk about like, them.
Just, I don't know how they, can we figure that out one of these days? Like, how did that become a thing?
Jared, our 13-year-old listener, says, when I heard this, I was like, kill me now. So the youth is not liking Juggalos, guys. Sorry.
No, they're still very strong, though. The hatchet is very much alive.
You're
like
right.
They still have that gathering.
Right. Texas Juggalos are the best. Fuck the rest. Don't fuck with me. I'll fuck you up.
I'm not dealing with you in that clip anymore. I'm just going to do
all the lightning sure is.
Are you done?
Yeah. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I apologize.
If you're a cop, it's gonna get...
Hey, John. Hold on, John. John, what? You request me to play the Juggalo Kid.
Hey,
all right.
What's up, John?
Hey, that's his voicemail.
I don't know.
Wait,
why.
You guys are calling John?
Well, he was okay. John was up here. Mersh was over, and so was Stu Gotts, and we were filming for the Jobber Project, taking a bunch of pictures and stuff.
Hey there, what's up?
Okay, whatever. We'll add him later.
He was calling me, but I can't add him to the Skype. I don't know what Skype.
Oh my God!
I don't know what Skype's problem is.
Anyway, you're right.
Pop. Then everything's gonna be stopped.
This is a long song.
Maul says yours. Okay, does it matter? It's not
he keeps calling
important.
Me. He keeps calling me. I'm sorry. I don't know what
call
to do.
Your cell phone and tell him to stop calling and to pick up when we call.
I don't know if he can.
It's not that important. Anyway. Yeah, no, he came up and we filmed some stuff and took some pictures. But for the project, and they merged one over to the wrestling show.
You guys with that thing?
Huh?
How far along are you guys with that thing?
Literally,
you guys
just started taking pictures and filming stuff.
Oh, okay. I know we talked about it a little while ago. I didn't know if you guys were, well, what the progress was. So we're at 1%.
Yeah.
Speaking of one,
I was gonna say, I saw he was doing some live streaming today of a wrestling match.
Yes, that was over at PWEY.
It looked kind of sad.
Oh, the match or the yeah. There's not a lot of people there, man.
And it's just everyone's kind of quietly watching these two guys wrestle. Every now and then you hear a slam.
Dun 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 dun. It's a boys, be boys. No, nobody remembers Onyx.
Oh, I remember Onyx.
Like the Pokemon.
I just don't. What did you want me to say? Yeah, Onyx.
I wanted somebody to sing along with me. I don't know. We used to do sing-alongs on the show.
All right, fine. We'll sing along.
But I don't know it.
And hold yourself tight. Here I come in a hell of a flight. And no, it's not.
So what did you guys do this weekend?
We
did the Christmas boat parade.
Yes, second year in a row we did the Christmas boat parade.
Oh yeah, last year when you guys got your boat stuck in the mud and
we didn't have a boat stuck in the mud this year. We actually did much better.
Yeah, we went out there, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We had a 10-foot inflatable.
Oh, did you yacht rock it out?
We had a 10-foot inflatable Snoopy on the back of the pontoon boat. Snoopy the dog. From Peanuts.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you say that, I'm like, that's not very Christmassy, but whatever.
But he had a Christmas hat on, holding a Christmas, dressed like Santa. So, 10 feet inflatable. We had a bunch of lights put on the boat, and we just rocked it out there, man. We were just, like, screaming Merry Christmas. Everyone's all fucked up and drunk and stuff, too. But screaming Merry Christmas to all the people down that live in the houses there. I guess it was judged. But
I don't know.
I don't know who won, and I don't think anyone really knows who won.
No, I mean, we won.
Maul's right. It's a transgender Siberian Orchestra. I apologize. I don't want to.
We won because we had the best boat. First of all, both years we brought on a small propane fire pit fire pit. Inside the boat, because A, it gets cold out there at nighttime on the water, and B, it's nice and lit, and C, it's festive.
Right.
And we were informed in between last year and this year that, oh, a fire on a boat is actually a signal that you're drowning and in need of help.
Oh, tell them to shut the fuck up.
But we said,
I was going to say, hold on a second. Can I ask a question? Hmm. What is the temperature that was considered cold for you guys on there?
Oh, it was only getting into the 60s and 50s at night. But when
you're on fire on a boat.
Again,
I love it.
It was great for a theme.
I love, you know, there's nothing better than
me. Make fun of you. No. It's all about where you live and what you're
there's
used to.
There's nothing better than me.
I just love the fact that there's a fire on a boat. Because
as somebody who lives in Florida, there's nothing better to me than listen to Northerners laugh at us when it gets cold. There's
I'm laughing at the idea
better.
Of a fire on a boat
because you guys
Sorry.
Are peanut butter and jealous that you can't be out on a boat wearing shorts.
No.
Wearing shorts and flippy floppies and crushing it. Well, Mitch, you're coming down here for New Year's, so you're going to be we're going to be at the same place actually.
Yeah, Mitch and Jerry are going to experience it.
Shorts and flippy floppies.
Yep.
It's just great because everyone is either on their boat with some sort of ridiculous light getup, or everyone is on their backyard surrounding the river that goes out into the Gulf of Mexico, and they're just drunkenly yelling Merry Christmas at you. Yeah. And what was even more fun this year is we had two sets of the laser light show heads.
Oh, the best invention ever. Yeah, so for people like us who are lazy and you don't want to put a Christmas lights, they have these LED lights. You just put a couple in your yard and they project on your house.
Oh, dude, yeah, they're running ads for that. That's like the new hot shit this year.
You don't have, it's better than keep fucking putting lights up.
And so
I know, and I wanted to do that, but no, Kelsey had to put the lights around because that's not real Christmas and yada yada. Don't make me relive the argument.
Well, we had an extra one in the front that wasn't tied down, and
that's not real Christmas, but a fake fat guy that delivers presents every year. That's fine. That's
you
fine.
Explain that to
tell
my
her to shut
another,
up.
Dude.
Tell her to shut up. Tell her I said
he's sweating. Hunched were because her roofs are pitched in a certain way. So like when you're standing at an angle, not trying to fall off a roof so I can hang her. I'm mad. I'm still mad.
Well, I had my laser light thing in the front and I was just shining it on other people's houses and I was like laser pointing at everyone. Yeah. And it was so much fun. Because I was just essentially lighting up everyone's house with lights instantaneously. It was amazing.
And you're both the one with the dog top, or is that a different boat that was in the same parade?
Different boat, not our boat.
Sorry. I didn't know if it was your boat or not.
Come to the back of the boat!
Ours was the Snoopy boat.
Well, I saw a dog. I didn't know if that was...
No, that was whatever. A reindeer.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Breaking news. Dutch, breaking news.
Sorry.
Breaking news, come on.
Sorry about that.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
You made me hit the button twice.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You may say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
That one's a less than Jake cover, by the way.
Oh, my God. Of course it is, Mitch. Fucking.
It's a really bad cover, but.
Is it bad?
It's terrible. It's one of those when I hear it, I skip it.
I can't stand Christmas music. And it's like, here's the problem with Christmas. The reason why I don't really get in the Christmas spirit that often is you're kind of like, during the month of December, and I guess nowadays, even in October and November, you're supposed to be in a good mood. And it's like,
it's pretty bad, right?
It's really bad.
They recorded it once, so they didn't take a double take or anything.
Oh, God. It's really bad.
I like Les and Jake. That's
that song.
That's even above their pay grade.
I think what they did is they did it once and like, this is actually really shitty, so we're not going to remaster it like the rest of our shit.
Right. No, I don't know. It's like you're told to be merry and cheerful and feel good.
Well, I mean,
it shoves it down your throat and it's like, well,
try drinking.
Stop telling. Yeah, do what I do.
When you drink, well, the thing is, we were all messed up and we had a really good time at the boat parade. I'm telling you, man,
I
had the Christmas cheer, and I'm not usually not a Christmas cheer guy, but Trans Siberian Orchestra blasting, and you feel like
that'll get you.
You feel like the bell of the ball. When everyone's waving. Look at our hats. We all had hats on. Look at the chat room.
Here's the thing.
Okay, by the way, Dutch, hold on.
You were in a parade. Parade's Dutch, always fun if you're in them.
Dutch, fun fact, everyone had got to wear these cool Jason Mraz looking fedora red hats, but since my head was so big, that didn't fit. I had to wear a Santa hat. So I just want to point out, when you have what the doctors call a mongoloid head, you have to wear Santa hats, and you can't wear cool Jason Mraz red hats. Feel like such a big-headed asshole.
My favorite part of the parade was when we just had house music going on, and we were going up and down the river
after
the parade was over just to yell at the other people that were still just doing bonfires in their backyard. And Joyce and I were dancing on the boat, and we've been out on that boat so many times. It never dawned on us to booty dance in the middle of the boat as part of the parade. But we started, and it was fun.
So yeah, house music comes on, and they're like fucking straight up techno dancing, both of them. And we're driving that, and everyone's looking at us like, Merry Christmas!
We were the party boat.
It was
with a bonfire.
Yep.
Yep. Christmas lights, a giant Snoopy, which, by the way, before we left the house, I asked, I'm like, do you think this Snoopy is going to fit underneath the main bridge?
Oh, my God. Oh, forgot about this.
Oh, no. Okay, did you guys have a height issue?
Tell them the story.
Right. So we have what, like an 8-foot blow up Snoopy in the back of the pontoon boat.
Right.
And to get to the bar that is kind of like the main hub, it's underneath a overpass bridge. And we went underneath it just
so
to
the
keep going downriver.
The tide is up.
And they start going, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to grab Snoopy's head and like lean him forward a little bit to make sure that we clear it.
But now check this out. It couldn't have been more like a movie. While we're going there, Marie's trying to pull Snoopy down so he doesn't get caught under the bridge. And our buddy John, the guy who owns the boat, had Trans-Siberian Orchestra playing on Pandora. So this song, I swear to you, comes on, the Requiem for a Dream song, while we're trying to get under the bridge. So you hear this.
And then it's really loud, and I'm holding Snoopy, and I hear them shouting
and then
something.
We see the bridge coming.
Is it low enough?
I see them shouting at me, and I'm like, oh, am I not supposed to touch Snoopy? And I, like, let go for a second, afraid.
And all you hear is this music.
And I realized what they were yelling at me for was the boat had stopped. Snoopy had stuck us underneath the boat, and they were actually yelling at me to pull him down more so that we could continue going. So then I'm just...
You let go?
Right, and so I'm like yanking... I'm yanking Snoopy's nose inside the pontoon boat so we can sail underneath the bridge. And then we get through the other side, and I release him, and he pops back up, and right there is where the bar is, where everyone stands out on the balcony, and they all cheered for us. I'm like, yes!
Requiem for the Dream is blasting this song. We get through the other side, then it crescendos. We had to have won. In our minds, we won that boat parade.
No one came close.
Nothing so that comes close, though, to that story you guys told last year around this time with a similar thing.
Oh, my God. Trans-Siberian Orchestra is just blasting, and right. Christmas decorations are flying
like,
off.
You guys are stuck in the mud, and the tree is falling into the ocean. And you're
well, we see
in the water.
We learned. So we learned from last year. As I was helping decorate, I'm like, okay, no garland, no hangy shit. All that did was blow in our face, and you couldn't see it at nighttime. So we're like, well, cut out anything that isn't lights. We're only doing lights. And this time we're getting a buttload more because it was dark as shit, and we couldn't see anything. And the thing was, last year, not only was visibility zero, not only was it low tide, not only was it our first time around, but the driver of the boat who insisted he was driving, it was the owner is our friend's dad, he had eye surgery, and he could not see shit. So
to be fair, it was really dark and no one could see shit.
Right, but he also had eye surgery.
True.
And so, like, we are only going by what our buddy Joe is saying in the front of the boat, where he's arm signaling like a Nazi, go straight, go right, or go left. And so, like, every couple seconds, he's like, right, 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 straight, 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 left, left, left. Like,
but we didn't want to seem not cool, so the music was always really loud.
Yeah, we never turned down the music.
It was just...
Can we please... I want to like have that as like a best of. Can we like isolate you guys telling that story? Because I think I hurt myself laughing at you two.
That was exactly
retelling that story from last year. Can we put that up as like a best of or something? That was one of the funniest moments ever. Just you guys describing the utter nonsense that happened last year when you guys did the same thing.
This year was so much better. First of all, they bumped up the time of the parade so that it was actually going to be happening during the highest tide point of the year.
Right, instead of last year, the lowest tide where we get fucking on a sandbar.
Stuck in the mud.
And these guys have
guys
to help
trying
us.
To, literally pushing the boat out of the mud. While Christmas trees and electronics are falling out of the boat, and somebody
amazing.
Didn't remember to turn down the music.
That's
oh my
what
God.
I said. The first thing I
One
said
of
when
the
I showed
funniest
up.
Funniest fucking images ever. Because I pictured, when you guys told it last year,
yeah.
I just imagined everything as it was happening. Oh, man.
Well, the best part about that is since last year, if you've listened to the show, the Christmas tree fell into the river, and I was grabbing Joe's ankles while he was trying to fish it out of the river, and we pulled it up with seaweed. And this year, the first thing I said when I got to the river was, "All right, I got to baptize a Christmas tree this year." And of course, this year they didn't have the Christmas tree; they just had the Snoopy. Which, by the way, that alone we should have won because of the Snoopy.
I think so.
Oh.
But yeah, nothing fell into the water this year.
Jared in the chat room, 13-year-old, says, "I will edit the best of. Send me it." Mitch, do me a favor. Send it to Jared. Let's give him a shot.
Hey, here we go.
I just sent him the link.
Remember when we used to have interns?
I remember.
So that
remember
was our,
Star Wars again?
So that was our weekend. How was everyone else's weekend?
Yeah. What did you cool cats do?
You guys go first.
Did we do anything, Sherry?
We had our company holiday party, and then we did nothing.
What was the holiday party like? Did anybody get drunk and say like inappropriate stuff, or was it pretty?
No, nobody did anything inappropriate. It was pretty low key. Well, it was fun.
Holiday
nothing
parties
special happened.
For about 3 hours. It was great.
Holiday parties are always weird because like you want to have fun because you're drinking, but you never know how much of yourself you should really be.
Oh, no.
Around your coworkers.
Yeah. I would totally have drank more, but they gave us 2 drink tickets each, and after that, it was like $8, $10 a drink.
Yeah, but there was no really any worry because they didn't have a pool table there, so nothing weird was going to happen. But normally with you guys.
You don't know they had a pool table or not.
Okay, well, did you stain it, you idiots?
They didn't have a pool table.
Okay.
Did you stain it?
Yeah. Now we know you have to Scotch guard those. If not, they don't give you your rent deposit back. Which, you know what? Fuck them, because that cabin didn't have Wi-Fi. They could fuck right off.
Did we get the deposit back? Well, hold on. Did Kelsey book it or did you guys book it? I forget.
Kelsey booked it, so that's why we don't worry about it, the money thing. She can deal with it.
Her parents are still here. I can't just open the door and say, hey!
Hey, open the door and be like, hey, slut, and see what they say. Dutch. Dutch.
What? No. Dutch. Dude, I'm on thin ice as
but
it is.
Radio gold.
I would totally do that to Sherry.
Why are you on thin ice?
I'm not, but I think I am because it's been 2 years and like they're nice, but they're not to that level of two years nice.
Fuck.
They're like 8 months in nice.
Open the door.
I think I told you guys about this. Like they heard a couple of episodes and they were mortified by. I think it was one of those shows where we really ran off the rails and or a couple of them. Like we had
when
for
do
one
we
reason,
do that?
We had like 4 shows in a row where we just were really bad.
What
bad
you,
meaning awesome,
what
but
do you mean?
Bad for like people who are Christians.
Oh,
so
oh, okay.
Well, okay, so here's what you do. Open the door. Dutch, open the door. You have to show you're the alpha now, okay? Open the door.
Get
open
the
door and be like.
I want to because I know this is going to be great radio, but I.
Open the door and be like, hey, slut, take that cock out of your mouth and get in here. A man has to ask you a question. And see what they say.
Do you understand I'm doing the devil on my shoulder and the angel on my other shoulder?
I can see the pain in your face. Like, you want to do it, but you don't want to do it.
No, it's going to be uncomfortably fun for you guys, and I want to... I can't.
Maybe one day.
All right, fine. Make it more playful. Be like, hey, Slutburger, why don't you
Dude.
What?
That's the main issue that a I don't know if they can hear me through the door, but that's the main issue.
He's whispering.
I'm actually whispering now.
I love this.
See, I am.
This is making me happy.
He's going to get in trouble.
The main issue is like they hate when I make fun of her or insult her because.
Yeah, but hold on, Dutch. Dutch.
Daddy's great little girl. And they don't have the sense of humor that we have.
Dutch, I know like, they hate when you insult her. When you insult her, but have they tried watching a movie with her? Because I think they'll quickly change their mind.
They're all the same way.
My family encourages when Mitch makes fun of me in front of them. Like
that's
they egg
better.
Him on.
I know, and the thing is, they will randomly listen to these shows, so I don't want to say anymore. Stop trying to ruin my relationship, Royce.
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to make it better. Honesty.
I'm turning back on you. Don't try and ruin my. I love this girl very much, and how dare you? How dare you get in between love?
Hey, open the door and be like, hey, bring your vagina, or as I call it, my fist warmer in here. I need to talk to you.
That's really funny, too.
I don't think that they're going to love me either.
But her parents are outside, and her nephew, who's like six, is there.
Oh, I can't even say that. Jared says, come on, Dutch. A 13-year-old is telling you to do it, bro.
I think, by the way, Jared is like our, he's the prototypical, you know.
He's the new Three Horns.
Juice fan. Like, he's just a piece of shit.
He's
like
the new Three Horns. He's the new Three Horns. Three Horns grew up.
I said it last week on Hippodrome.
Ricky.
He still listens.
He called in a couple weeks ago, but something crazy was happening at the same time. I don't remember.
Was he in college and doing drugs now or something?
Yeah, something like that. We'll get him back. Right.
Was I off that? I'm assuming I was off because I don't remember.
Oh, fuck.
I remember he called in and he was like on like muscle relaxers or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
he was being a fucking college kid. Dude, he was 12 when he started listening and now he's on muscle relaxing, banging pods.
What's going to happen to you, buddy? That's what happens to the people for a long time. You're going to be in college just screwed up on mushrooms and muscle relaxers.
Well, remember,
you got to figure it out.
Remember Alphabet when now he's married to her, but we told him to pee on his girlfriend at the time because that would make their relationship closer, and he actually said he did it and she got mad.
You know what? I'm going to play that going into.
He's invited to my wedding, by the way, isn't he?
Oh, I hope he comes. That'll be awesome. I love Alphabet.
Oh, my God. It'll only be like 10 years and we'll meet.
They're invited to my wedding.
I've never met that kid.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. His girlfriend is way. His wife is way too hot for him. He also. Like,
right? You still listen to or no? Is he a podcaster?
He downloads us. I talk to him. Oh, you know fuck.
Okay. I'll play it in the break. But good. Remember when we announced his engagement on the air?
I remember. And
I'll play it in a break when we get there.
I remember.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm trying to think. Whatever happened? I'm starting to think of, like, any of our, like, old regulars. Like, whatever happened at, well, he doesn't go by Niggity anymore. What did he go by now?
He listens. He still listens. Patrick, he still listens.
Patty. I love Pat.
Yeah.
Wait, you want to do shout-outs to all our old-time listeners right now? Are you getting nostalgic?
Nostalgic.
You want to get nostalgic with me? Is this your way of celebrating Christmas where you just do shout outs?
Will you remember me?
Shout outs. I'm doing mentionings.
Remember when Dennis was a friend of the show?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Dennis now has been having sex with Rose, so now that they have that relationship, that he doesn't need to listen.
I love Rose.
I love her, too.
I just want to put that out there. I'm so glad she's in my life now.
I love,
he might not be, but she is.
I love Rose. I love that she, you know.
Wait, was that his girlfriend?
Rose?
What?
No.
Oh, he has a new one now. Yeah, because he brought that one girl to you guys' wedding.
What do you mean new one now?
He's had a new one for like 2 years.
Yeah, where have you been?
I'm not a good... I'm not a good owner, a good friend. I'm not generally a good person, and I hate that part of me where I don't... I'm so self-centered, and I hate that about me.
You know what you are, Dutch? You're like a golden retriever. You get very excited when people are around you, but you have a terrible memory about anything that you've encountered
before.
And
also, I want him to get hit by a car.
No, you don't want a dog to get hit by a car.
Well, no, Dutch. If Dutch was a dog, I would.
No. No. Oh, stop this song.
Hey,
sad.
So the girl he booked your wedding, he's done ski with her.
Yes.
That was a while ago,
Well,
we're going to be 3 years soon. It'll be 3 years soon.
Yeah. Our 3 year anniversary.
I've been married to this slut over here.
I'm pretty sure Dennis still thinks I'm dating Kelly, and that was 2 years ago. So let's be honest.
Okay.
He hasn't listened to or called in or texted in the show in a long time.
Fair.
Oh, that's hilarious. Miami MILF. Who's Dennis? Is that the guy Rose is dating? I love that. That's fucking wonderful.
Wait, can somebody fill me in? Like, again, I already established I'm a self-centered idiot who doesn't know anything about anything that happens around me. Who's Rose? Somebody help me out.
Have you seen her in the chat?
She's in the
chat. She goes by the name of Rose.
Delicious Rose. Yes, that would be her. She's been listening for a very long time. You've had conversations with her. She's called in the show. You've talked to her. But besides that, I think, I don't know, it's hard for me to describe her.
Because we haven't met her.
I don't know.
Hey, Joel, did you know that Hammy has a new girlfriend?
I did know that.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
By the way, talk about outkicking your coverage.
You know what's funny is that right. we talked about it, but you weren't on, Dutch. But yeah, your ex stayed with us when she came to Florida. She was here for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it more recently?
Recently. She hung out.
It was like the first weekend in November.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met.
I love her, but don't say the name.
I've hung out with her, and I've hung out with her her new boyfriend, Panda. He's a really cool guy.
Oh yeah, she talked about him.
So you're hanging out with the new, like, the new couples are hanging out with the old people.
Yes.
All right. Well, good for you guys that you can make that work.
But like, we will like be at the same events because we all have a lot of the same friends. So
are you guys swingers? Like, are you swingers? Are you soft swapping? Open the door and ask her. Ask Kelsey. open the door, and because I know her parents would scream and be like, "Hey, honey. You want to do this thing where we stick our keys in a fishbowl?" No, Dutch has up my megaphone.
Oh, I didn't for you to actually come in. It was a joke. Oh, they're leaving?
Why? Were they listening? Were they listening? Hey, there's the slut. Oh, she's doing hand motions. She's saying, "Mom, you need to go say bye.
Stop your show. Go say bye to them.
Stop your show. Go say bye. They're leaving. Go say bye. They're leaving. Say bye. They're leaving. Go say bye.
Go say bye.
Guys, guys. No, don't leave us, Dutch. No.
You said it was she wanted her to come in and say hi. I'm like,
no, let her come in. 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 Please, 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 please. No.
Is he getting them?
He walked away.
Get them.
Damn it.
Royce, did you have sugar today or something?
No, you don't understand. I really want to ruin his relationship. Why can't I do it?
Why do you want to do that?
We like Kelsey. Don't do that.
We don't like Kelsey. It's really hard for all of us to get used to new girlfriends, so don't shake things up for us.
Jared says, "Damn, Royce is so mean." I was so nice to that middle school class. They don't realize what a piece of shit I am. Yeah,
I'm a piece of shit. You ripped a 14-year-old girl apart because she liked some
Reba McEntire, and that was a long time ago. Don't bring up things from the past and use them against me.
Yeah, she's probably graduated by now too.
Oh God, look. My point is, Jared, I'm teaching you that this is a rough and tumble world, and sometimes you have to shame your friends to make them feel better.
It's the best way to show who your true friends are.
That's correct.
You shame them, and if they stick around, they're keepers.
That's why we only have like three friends. Because
also,
we have three true friends.
That's it.
Also, if you do some not so nice things on a regular basis, then you really can't ever screw up with your friends, because if they're used to it, then they'll expect it from you, and then it's fine.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, okay, I expect that so-and-so will say something derogatory about me, and it's fine, because I love that person. But if you go on being perfect all your life, and then you do one thing, then
the thing
all
is,
of a sudden people are like, "Oh, what's up with you?"
I've been perfect my whole life, and it worked out for me.
No.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good record. Bat in 1,000.
Neither half of that sentence was true.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever. Dutch,
I'm back.
Why didn't you let me? I just wanted to say hi. I would have been nice.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would. No,
they already had their coats on and everything.
Oh, so. Well, their coats are on.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't have let them come in here. Are you out of your mind? I would never. No. No. I don't even know why I'm defending myself. F you. I would never let them come in here and talk to you guys.
Why? Name one thing I've done to a new person that's called into this show. I defy
one
you.
One thing?
Sherry,
how about
how many black
7 years? Yeah, Sherry. How many black guys have you fucked?
None.
But Sherry's
Mexicans, on the other hand.
Uh-oh. That is
it's like a clown car.
Different story. Okay.
Look, I'm sorry, Sherry.
And look, now Sherry and I are like best friends, so it worked out great. Look, I know, Sherry, you're really just best friends with Maria and you put up with me. But still, it's fun and it's nice.
Thank you for putting up with them.
No, I like saying that I have a big human friend who can protect me. I tell people this often.
I know.
Don't fuck with me. My friend is Cuban and will mess you up.
I am. I'm kind of a pussy.
Hey,
actually.
Fuck you, bro. Fuck you. Hey, my Cuban friend will fuck you up. Shut up.
His arm muscles are like the size of my face.
It's going to be hilarious. You know, Dutch, it's going to be hilarious when I go to Minnesota for the wedding and these guys start eyeing me at the wedding and beating me up because Sherry's been talking shit. And I'm gonna
know who this guy
is. I'm going to get jumped when I go outside for a second. Oh, you're the Royster that Sherry's been talking about, huh? You don't look so tough. I'm like, fuck me. We're going to beat you with some moose, okay? You know, you wander up to our town here. You know, when you talk to our ladies, you're a little too brown.
You know, we don't really speak that Spanglish up here, eh?
Yeah, I don't like it. You know, we're too close to Canada here. We don't. We see what free healthcare looks like, but we don't have it.
I'm not a big fan of you or your tan.
Yeah, that's why I have a big old chip on my shoulder, because we see Canada's healthcare. We have to put up with their weather, but none of the benefits. Also, I ride a moose. I have to do the stereotype fully if I have to.
I do ride a moose to work every day.
Sherry,
it's called my dick.
By the way, Mitch, enjoy the great shape that Sherry's in now, because after the wedding, she's gonna stop trying. I'm telling you, it's what always happens.
It's called.
That's
being
okay.
Pregnant.
I got photos and videos of her. I can always just masturbate to that later.
That there you go. Good call. Look, she's flexing her back muscles.
Stop it, guns.
Oh fuck.
Before we go to break, though, I would like to put out, because it is, what's the name of the wedding again, Maurice?
Royce Lopez presents Mitch and Sherry's Wedding featuring DJ Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
I would like to put out there, because I'm not a huge fan of, like, getting requests while I'm doing a gig.
Blake Cotton or Joe!
But I think it would be a good idea to put it out to the listeners.
Ooh, I like this. I like this.
Put it out to you guys. Put it out to whoever that I'll take requests for songs. And then what we'll do is we'll take the top three from like, depending on how many requests we get.
Yeah.
But if you think I should play a song for the wedding, submit it. Just either do it here on the chat room or go to Twitter and just send it to me.
May I nominate one for the listeners?
Sure.
Don't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on. I'm only repping. The hatchet, can you catch it?
Live radio!
All right, so we're supposed to make a big announcement for... We're supposed to make a big announcement for Alphabet.
Shh. He's getting married to a man.
Yeah.
A teen. Good
for that. This is Alphabet's fault for letting us make the announcement, by the way. He's getting married to another man because whatever state he lives in, they made it legal now to get married with men. So I think it's called life partner. I don't know. What's that term?
Snuggle bunny.
Snuggle bunny. Snuggle bunny is a legal term. He is getting married. He proposed to his live-in boyfriend. And I think it's official. They're getting matching cock rings.
Ooh.
Yay, Alphabet.
Woo! Yay, cock rings.
High fives all around. Mazel.
Docking party, Domino says.
Boom.
No, Alphabet, longtime listener of the show, Colin, fucking soldier, all that other shit, and Asian.
I love how Roy says longtime listener with pride and soldier.
I
think he makes Barbie something.
I don't know, he roasts Asians or something.
He's
thrilled off at the
he
end.
Proposed to his girlfriend, and I guess she said yes. I hope she said yes.
So at gunpoint.
You're not assuming.
So they are officially engaged.
Right, so they're engaged.
So congratulations.
How old is Mr. Alphabet?
There's HIVs all around.
20-something.
12.
Good. Young. Congratulations, yeah. Alphabet.
They're in love.
Aww.
It's sweet. He's 25.
They met on Craigslist.
I have seen pictures of her. She is way out of his league. I am talking about fucking.
He better not fuck that one up.
Other fucking planet out of his league.
Yep.
I'm not saying he's a good looking guy, but she is like really should not be with him. All I'm saying is, Alphabet, don't ever let her know she could do better because she can.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Physically remind her every day how ugly she is.
You got to tell her she's ugly and about how you're this close to leaving her.
Yeah.
I mean, beat her down.
Destroy her soul, because if that
when someone compliments her, make sure you let her know it's sarcastic because you are a pig.
Yes.
I mean, do something.
I mean, insult her, give her eating disorder.
Always
do something.
Always point out better looking women to her.
Right. And make sure you see a fat chick and say, why don't you look like her? Because she's better looking than you.
Yeah, like,
demoralize her.
See, fat chick and go, that's what you would look like if you lost weight.
When she eats something, pee on her a little.
Yeah.
And tell her you deserve this.
And let her know why. And let her know why. She really is out of your league. And, you know, just don't remove mirrors from the house or anything with a reflection. So she doesn't ever go, oh, my God, what am I doing?
Okay. So every now and then when you see her, force yourself to vomit and say, sorry, I saw your face, so I vomited.
I wasn't ready.
Can't he just start working out and be nice?
No. And then she'll get a job on ESPN.
Yeah. And then when she says, I'm sorry, eat your vomit and tell her this is better than looking at you. I think I'm going off the deep end here.
You really are.
Just be nice to her.
In fact, I don't think you're swimming right now. I think you're drowning in the deep end.
He says he likes the pee idea. Out of all of them, he enjoys the pee idea.
I'm down with the pee.
Well, see,
the pee is not bad.
She lives in Canada, so it's probably cold.
Aww,
it might warm him up a little.
He's going to text me later, hey, when you said that pee idea, were you joking? Or
because, like, how would you do that? Do you pee at her food or around her when she's eating?
How do you test the waters to see if she's okay with that or not?
I don't wish to argue, so I won't. The end.
Okay, so congratulations to you. Don't ruin it.
Boom.
That's the nicest we could be. We can't be nicer.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a
Colombian
strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, it's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, I'm coming! And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live, Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Last Sunday show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Live Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave an alarm and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Hey everybody, this is...
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, Debra.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh, come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh man, I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever, it's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, Stan. Jimmy, will you go talk to Wendy for me?
For what?
Just go talk to her and be poetic. Tell her she's my muse. No, tell her she's a continuing source of inspiration to me.
She's what?
She's a continuing source of inspiration to me.
Okay.
Hey, Wendy.
Yeah?
Stan says you're a cunt. You're a cunt. Stan says you're a cunt. Cunt.
Well, tell Stan to come up.
You're a continuing source of inspiration to him.
Well?
She just walked away, Stan. You're going to have to face Fess. It's over.
Back alive. Second hour of Beth and Royce here, morelikeradio.com. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can call us. The number is 954-573-2780. You know what we should do is we need to get like a text line. You know, like we have like those five numbers where people can just text in from any random source and have it pull up on in front of us.
Like text text boner to 5555 and...
Yeah.
And then what we do is we add them to a mailing list and then we never stop emailing them, texting them all the time until they get really aggravated and then they get mad at us.
Exactly. And then we have all of their information. We can send them cruise line tickets and all that kind of stuff.
And pictures of our penises.
Is this a pyramid scheme?
It could be.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Wait, you can't say that, though, because we can sue you.
It's a pyramid scheme where at the top and at the bottom you get a bunch of penis pictures.
Exactly. Or in the middle. You need to work your way up or down.
That's right.
Or you can go to moreliferadio.com/live. There's a chat room there. Or you can just tweet us. I think I'm the one with the
lack. And if you want to tweet us, it's at not a real pyramid scheme on Twitter.
Or at Joel Dutch. By the way, yeah. Before we had the break, though, I think legitimately, let's make this like a little contest. You know, whoever comes up with the best song that I have to play at Mitch and Sherry's wedding, we'll give you like an old DVD or a VHS of something or whatever. We have a whole prize closet that we haven't delved into in years because they're all outdated. But
we have loot crate stuff. I guess we could give away.
We don't have that shit.
Loot crate stuff.
What do we have?
Don't we?
We used to have Adam and Eve stuff before. No. You know, the Red Show decided to screw that whole thing up.
All right, I'll send you my old underwear.
We don't have things anymore. I don't know what you're over promising and don't have anything to say.
Stuff. I thought we had a prize closet.
Hold on, I'm gonna look. Hold here. On.
We have a closet with prizes. That's what every radio station lies about.
A closet with trash. Right? No. What do we have? What is Royce finding?
It was just crap. It was just like tchotchkes with somebody's name on it. It's just like it's overstocked. Hey, you can get a lanyard for this.
All right, hold on.
What do we have? The things in the loot crates that we didn't feel like giving out?
We got stuff to give out. Hold
do
on.
Do we?
Yeah. We got, hold on. We need something good here. So let's see what I got here. I got a, looks like a Terminator skull here. From the Terminator, obviously that's why it's a Terminator.
Oh,
stuff. There's a super Terminator. Fight
cool movie set. That's actually a pretty cool memorabilia.
Super Fight loot crate deck, which is a card game apparently, and we have a T-shirt here to give. It's an Optimus Prime T-shirt, which is actually really cool. It feels nice too. Optimus Prime T-shirt. See, so. I got that, and let's see what else I have. I'm going to see what our giveaways are, then we have to figure out shit for them.
Come up with the best song. We're going to give you all this fun awesomeness.
We got a Q-Pop Batman figurine here, those one of the Vinylmation things here. See? Give that out.
What's the criteria for being the best song? Like, how are we picking this?
I have these Zelda.
We'll put it on a poll vote. So basically, what we'll do is we'll take any kind of request of songs you think I should play during Mitch and Sherry's wedding, which is coming up in June. And then what we'll do is we'll put it to a listener vote, the top whatever, and then basically it'll come down to. Well, you know, because it's Royce Presents, he gets to pick the top one.
Now, are you doing this poll, or did you just volunteer other people to do work for you?
You can do polls on Twitter, so.
This is the Zelda wristband that we also have.
That did not answer my question at all.
Do people still use Twitter, though?
You have to for this contest.
Hi, Kelsey. Terrible.
So one person.
Hold on. We'll work out the contest later. We'll figure it out. Also, I have a book here to give out, Regrettable Superheroes. Which is like fake, like bad superheroes, apparently. It's a book. And let's see what else I have in the old prize closet. Hold on.
I will give them an autographed photo of me in my dress. Yeah?
I think they'd rather have a photo in your panties, Sherry. Yeah, that would actually be a better gift than
you get to have a autographed photo of Sherry's butt.
Done.
You get, yep,
there you go. You get, she said done.
That's a good one. And is it better than...
Throw out the whole prize closet. There we go. You get an autographed photo of Sherry's butt.
What about a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger shirt, Green Ranger shirt? How about that?
That's a toss up.
See? There you go. So those are the prizes. Those are the prizes, all right? Enjoy them. We'll figure them out.
We'll figure out the rules later, but like, if you want to give me some suggestions for fun little songs... Like whether it be the walk-up song, the garter toss song, are we doing that by the way? Well, we'll figure out the details later. fuck it, let's just do it right now. So you guys want to do the whole garter toss, bouquet toss, and then whoever catches the bouquet gets to have the garter put on by the guy who caught that?
Yes.
I don't like these.
I didn't know people put the bouquet on. Or they? I didn't know they put the garter on.
I didn't know
them.
They did that. I thought they just took it and smelled it and walked away.
What that happens is the guy who catches the garter has to put the garter on the girl who caught the bouquet right in the center dance floor.
Okay. Well, instead of the garter, since I'm the premier party planner, instead of the garter, what I would say is, Sharon, you tell me what you think. Let's millennial this up a bit. Let's switch it up. Instead of pulling the garter down, they're going to pull a tampon out from your vagina. And they're going to throw that, and people are going to catch it. Because I think that's like saying feminism, like that's power. You know, like, hey, you know what? I'm not afraid of my menstrual blood on my wedding. Also, I'm going to need you to time your period around your wedding time, so get working on that.
I like where you're going, but I want to change it up just a little bit.
Okay, sure.
So instead, I want, you know, my wedding to be a surprise for the guests. This is a big, fun event. So I think when we do the garter toss, instead of throwing the garter, we throw a live snake.
Ooh, so I like it.
No, I'm not putting a snake on my dress. No.
Wait, hold on. But the live snake is... No. Don't worry, it's going to be devenomized. We're going to take the venom glands out. We're not animals.
What if it crawls up my snatch?
If it crawls up your snatch? Oh, no, Sherry, we don't want it to crawl up your snatch.
First of all... Well, then again, she has a point there. They do like to hide in, like, you all know, right. cavernous
More
places.
Moist places.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But I just want to throw a snake at people.
more or less than one snake, Maul says.
You know what I don't...
Good call back, Maul.
You know what I don't like is that it has to be a boy allowed to do the garter thing, because I think that I want to be a part of that more than the bouquet. Like, I don't need to
be a part of either because you're married.
Instead of a bouquet, how about a bukkake?
I don't think that that's fair either way.
Where somebody comes all over the bridal chef party.
I really don't think that would pan over well at all.
All right, so then you see, so then we're all in with the tampon thing. That's the least offensive one. Boom.
No, that's not.
Add that to the list. Add it
I feel
to
like
it.
We're shooting down
Dutch,
all of them.
Dig a bell. Dig a bell, Dutch. I want to hear a ding. Thank you. So that's to the list.
Wouldn't she be...
In lieu of a live snake
wait.
And coming all over the bridal party, wait. We're going to use a tampon.
Wait, Royce.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be better to, A, make a bouquet of tampons to throw, and then you pluck one out and then insert it for...
What am I made of tampons?
Yes.
No, one. It has to be used because that has the good luck juice on it.
We are getting really gross right now.
I will tell you, do not play Single Ladies. Like, I'm over that song. I'm a single lady.
You should not
have
said single ladies.
You don't like that?
I like it, but I want to do something different.
You should not have said that.
Wait, for the bouquet toss?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't do that for bouquet toss. I do that for, like, because I know that's one of those songs, the bitches flock to the floor.
Oh, perfect. No. All the weddings I've shot the last 2 years, like, that is the only bouquet toss song.
And guys, don't get it. Don't,
you know what I'm going to do for the bouquet? Visit it. You just standing there awkwardly, staring at me, going, really, Joel? Goodbye, Cherry. Single ladies, line up. And get ready for us. So fucking loud.
Can I recommend a song? Can I recommend a song?
Game on. Join the fire.
I want this to play because nobody will get it.
Yes, I'll get it.
You know what I loved was at Royce and Marie's wedding when I played that awful Friday song. Remember when that was like a horrible thing? And the only people dancing were Sherry and I played specifically for Sherry and Mitch.
I was outside with Mersh and some other people. They were smoking. I was just out there with my e-cig. I ran back in to go dance.
You can't take me off the dance floor for most songs, though. Like, it has to be country.
Unless you play a record scratch in between every single song.
May I recommend?
Or if you have that long pause because you're switching CDs out.
May I recommend another song?
Yeah.
What do we think?
I like this song.
Can you stop it for a second?
Sure.
Sherry, here's some top songs for a bouquet toss if you don't like the Single Ladies. It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls.
Ew!
You like that?
Ew! Ew!
Royce, shut up. This is not your wedding.
Dude, I've done two weddings now where I've had to do that.
It is my wedding.
It's going to be 2017, so it should be It's Raining People.
Yeah, thank you.
You could do Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar.
Boo.
That's not bad.
You could do Ladies Night by Kool and the Gang.
I'm down with that. I like that.
And you could do This One's for the Girls by Martina McBride.
Can I tell you what song I actually seriously have been thinking about doing for it? Pretty Girls by Britney Spears and Iggy.
That's not bad.
I like it. I listen to it at the gym all the time.
Wait, I also wouldn't mind working for my sheet. I mean, I just want to work in general on the dance floor, so if you could just make that happen in some way, shape, or form. And that's work with an E if you were questioning what I was saying.
You guys, this song's your
this is one what I've about- been oh, this one I've done go. Before. Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain, no?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty set on Pretty Girls.
I'm set on Ugly Ones.
That's why you love me.
Yep.
Two's relationship is so weird.
Can I recommend another song? One more?
I would be okay. I would be okay with this.
Okay, I have a caveat to this one.
Sure.
We can only have this song if we have that fat guy doing it.
That's fine, but I don't know what caveat means. I'm kidding. It's Little Fish Eggs.
It's definitely Little Fish Eggs.
Go ahead.
Such an idiot. Just the level of immaturity on this show.
What? You're the immature one.
I don't know what a caveat is.
That you had you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Oh, it took me out of left field. That was what? Wow. Oh Lordy, I love it. Our imposed stupidity is so much fun for me sometimes.
Another song question.
Yes.
I have been throwing first dance songs at Mitch, like,
ooh, okay,
left and right. And he just kind of, he doesn't listen to words of songs. So he doesn't seem to care.
Okay.
That's because I pretty much only listen to, like, punk and stuff.
But the last two I've sent you were punk.
Can I recommend one?
Like,
can I recommend a first dance song? It's has to be romantic. So I'm going to go with this one.
No, so I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killers.
You know,
that would be funny.
If she invited her ex, that would work.
Fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West Side, when we ride, come equipped.
What we have, wait, Sherry needs to have an Eminem song at some point.
Oh,
as long as she doesn't sing it, we're fine.
Well,
she's
not,
she's singing it.
Don't worry, she won't.
Do I have wireless microphones? We're getting this shit rocking.
We're going to sell it. She's going to sing it, and she never will.
So speaking of exes at the wedding.
Are you serious?
No, there won't be. But back in like October, I was like, does anybody know any officiants in Minnesota that they would recommend? Blah, 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 blah. The very first one within like seconds was my high school sweetheart's older sister, and she tagged him in it. And he was extremely like heartbroken over me breaking up with him.
Oh my God, how hot is Iggy Azalea's butt? This is Marie's fault. She posted Iggy Azalea.
Oh no, dude, yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Sorry.
So I was like, Mitch, how would you feel about my ex-boyfriend officiating us? Would that be weird?
It'd be weird for him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think Mitch would care.
Better than the fucking Jesus Fest our guy put us through.
Jesus Fest.
Hey, you didn't go to Jesus Eat. Dude, we went to my brother, when we were down in Florida, when we did the live show with you guys. Live show, sorry. The last time I saw you guys in person, when we went to that wedding, it was a Catholic wedding. And it was the shortest Catholic wedding, and it lasted 3.5 hours for that ceremony. Jesus. I know, I'm joking. But I'm joking. Hey. But you know what I mean? Like, it was, they like to preach sometimes, man. It all depends on where you, are you guys getting married in a church?
No, it's at the hotel.
Okay, I didn't, I've never asked.
No, it's, everything is in one location, so everybody can drink as much as they want.
Thank
oh,
you.
I have another,
you don't have to drive anywhere.
I have another first dance song.
Oh, you do? That's not bad.
Mitch? Yeah?
I like it.
I have a better question.
Mitch is like, I like it.
What do you guys have any ideas for the, you know, the mother, son, and father, daughter dances?
Yeah, my dad picked out a song already. It'll be the if one country I song
loved
at
her,
wedding.
If it's I Loved Her First, I'm going to kill your dad.
No, it's not. I think that was one of the ones he picked out, and I was like, nope, Dad, this one's played at every single wedding. He sent me like three songs.
I'm going to tell you, I've done, I think, close to like 20 weddings at this point. 15 of them had this.
No. The one he picked out is country and will be the only country song at the wedding.
A horse ride a cowboy?
Mitch, yes. Mitch, I have one for you. I have one for you for your mother, son dance. Tell me what you think. Here you go.
Oh, dude, you kidding me?
Mitch, play Spice Girls Mama.
And then can your mom twerk, Mitch? Can she get down?
I think she can be taught.
Mitch, send your mom a video of girls making a clap. Tell her she has 6 months to get that done. I want her to be able to make a clap. I'll make a clap.
Trying to think. What are the other hack songs that people play at weddings?
Any song will tell you how to dance.
I broke Marie.
Oh. That? Just make it
clap. No, it was just make it clap. In a Jamaican accent.
To make it clap.
I was imagining Mitch putting on a Jamaican accent and calling his mother and instructing her.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey there, Mama. I need you to learn a dance for me wedding. Kind of Irish.
No. What's funny is in my mind, your mom isn't getting it, and you're frustrated, and that's why you're like, I make a clap!
Marie's narratives.
No, mama, I don't be having a stroke. This is how I talk now. Everything Irish.
Mitch, you're making me really worried now.
No, mama, I make a clap.
Come on, mama, what go on? Oh, fuck.
Ball State, Mitch Lyon.
Mitch has to hire a Jamaican dancer just to have personal one-on-one training with his mom.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, I lost it. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
That was good. That was a good chuckle. That made me happy.
But we have a best stuff for next week, or a previously on, or whatever.
Before all that silliness happened, you got, Sherry, you're not a fan of the songs that tell you how to dance?
I don't mind them.
Mitch?
I don't mind them. I'm just saying they're played at every wedding.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Just because it gets them on the people on the dance floor.
It gets everyone on the dance floor. And then if everybody clears out because you made a bad mistake in your choice of song, you play this kind of shit.
Yeah,
come on, white people. By the way, I say this every time this song comes on. It's like my new little thing to make myself laugh. I'm like, hey, let's go, white people. Let's see this.
If I want to see.
You can say that at our wedding.
Doug, oh, no, I do it everyone I'm at. It doesn't matter who's there. I love saying, let's go white people for this song.
Dutch?
Yes.
Call me old-fashioned, but the only time I want people to tell me how to dance is this.
I don't know the electric slide.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't.
We are going to teach you the electric slide.
So at the holiday party we had this past weekend, they played the wobble.
Christmas!
And at whatever it was, Christmas. At the Christmas party they had this weekend for my company.
I'm not Jewish.
Can you please say holiday? I'm offended.
I don't give a shit anymore.
Okay.
So they played the wobble, and at first everyone was just kind of dancing normally, and then they realized that it was telling you what to do. And everyone started doing the move.
It's just you got to back it up, big girl. Well,
right.
The wobble is one of those.
People started choreographed dancing to it. I'm like, I don't know this. I'm done. And I just left.
The
hey,
wobble,
Johnny Case loves that song.
Yeah.
I learned how to do the wobble at my wedding. And by learned, I mean I did not learn it. And I still can't get it.
It's a little more complicated than the line dances, but...
I can do it as long as I'm watching someone who knows how to do it.
I can't do that because in line dances, they make you keep changing direction and facing a new person. And that's what disjoints me. So I'm constantly trying to focus on like the one person I think is the best dancer.
Yeah, I mean that basically songs like that are a peek into square dancing. Like that,
yes.
Like it's a little tiny peek and that
a
little
glimpse.
Even that
it's
little
a gateway drug.
Even that little glimpse of square dancing. Ugh. Like, I don't like being told how to dance.
Here's the line dance song that I play later in the night because everybody's drunk and nobody remembers it. Because you don't need to, though, because he tells you exactly what to do.
Clap, clap, clap.
Stomp your right foot three times.
Do the basics.
Then jump, then spin, then do this.
Take it back now, y'all.
There it is.
One hop this time. Right foot, left stomp.
This is the most
left stomp.
No brain.
Yeah. This is the most perfect song where he's just telling you there's no song lyrics. It's just dance.
Next time, do what Marie does. Next time you're in a group of a bunch of people, there's strangers in a bus. It doesn't matter. Just go, everybody clap your hands. And people will do it.
Dude.
I'm telling you, man, we're a bunch of fucking Pavlov dogs here is what we are.
You could bring Vine back with that.
Nothing could bring Vine back.
Not even
just
fine.
With that, we make a bit out of that, or even Instagram because there's 12 seconds long.
Yeah.
But just the if you're in a crowded area anywhere, just turn it on and then just yell, "Everybody, clap your hands!" and see how many people do that.
Yep,
that might just work, especially with white people.
It's crazy enough to work.
Yeah, that song. Again, yeah, that any of the line dance songs that are easy enough for people to follow, like you said, electric slide, the cha-cha slide.
Any kind of slide.
The Cupid shuffle, all that stuff. Those are what I call floor packers. Where basically, if nobody's on the dance floor because I picked the wrong song or it's just not the right vibe or everybody's tired or whatever, I play that, everybody's back in, and then I can get back into my role again.
Mitch's dad is going to have a conversation with you the night before the wedding, just so really? You know.
About
we
what?
We went to...
What do you like to wear?
I think we've gone to a couple of his cousin's
shoulder,
weddings.
Bring you in close.
Josh, could you come over here for a second, please? Want to let you know that I'm a big fan of Man in a Suit. Want to make sure you have it.
So the last guy that was a DJ at a wedding called me a... The last guy that called me a DJ at a wedding, he called me a jerk, but he didn't use that word, if you know what I mean. So I assumed it was over here by Moose Lake, you know? End of story.
I'll let you know, you can't be cursing here.
Now,
since I only curse to make it happen for me, so whenever I do this little motion here, you give me the mic.
So since I'm part of the...
Is my dad Richard Nixon?
I have no... It sounds like it, yeah. I don't know why I just made that voice up for your dad, but that's how I imagine he sounds.
Since I'm a groomsman and Marie is a bridesmaid, we're going to walk out to music, right? Can I ask for a song?
You can ask for one, but you won't get it.
Okay, I want this one.
This is what you're getting. That's what you're getting.
No, this is what I want.
I kind of like it.
I like it too.
Cuban Pete.
But then we have to learn.
We gotta learn the dance.
We gotta learn the mask dance, and you gotta get, and then you gotta get the arm frilly things and yes. the maracas. I would buy maracas just so we could do that.
I kind of like please this more. Do. I like please this more than what we had. At. We're not telling people what they're coming out to.
I want this.
Dahl and Heil Family are sitting there going, oh, the Cuban one from Florida. Yeah.
This is going to be amazing.
All right, babe. I know we didn't learn any dances for our wedding.
We're
going to
learn it for yours.
We're
learning it for yours.
Yes.
I like it because it's racist.
Yes.
It's amazing.
You guys wedding where we had an individual song for each groomsman and bridesmaid that came out of the door.
Yep.
I was actually thinking about that too, because that makes it fun and more personalized to them.
Okay, well I paid them.
Well yeah, no, we're doing that, but we're just not gonna tell people what they're coming out to ahead of time.
Well come on.
That's another common song is tonight's gonna be a good night. Like that's the only song people grand march to anymore.
But you're not you can't, your family's too racist. They say Mazel Tov in that song and they'd be really angry because it'd be like, are there Jews here? It ain't that kind of wedding. What? Minnesota is like the Alabama of Canada.
That's not true. We voted for Hillary.
Yeah, that is Minnesota is the Alabama of Canada. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I'd say North Dakota is.
Yeah, oh wow. Oh, I didn't get onion pipeline. Shut up. Run the pipeline and shut up.
Hey, what was we can get into that later.
Oh, we don't need, who cares?
I'm having more fun talking about this whole wedding thing.
Yeah, this is having a good time.
Okay, so yeah, because majority of the weddings that I've done, they have all of the groomsmen and bridesmaids come out in one song, and then there's this big, huge buildup, and then, you know, Mr. and Mrs., yada, yada, and then they come out. But you guys, I actually enjoyed that, and I actually tried to suggest it to other weddings I do. I'm like, do you want to have each individual pair come out to a different song? Because it's kind of fun. And they're like, nah, it's just a whole group because it's about me. It's not about them. Fuck all my friends.
No. It's
no,
about,
I like the individual songs.
It's about me. So we do that.
I did that for us, right? Did I tell you guys what you were coming out to?
It's the beef. We were just talking about.
No, I know. But Mitch and Jerry,
No. She's different.
I don't
think you told us, did you?
I think I surprised you guys.
I think so.
So yeah,
surprise us. But yeah, Marie just sent me a list of songs that she wanted for each individual couple.
Yeah.
Did you not tell them ahead of time?
No.
That's great.
I mean, if they
I still say though, Huey Lewis Power of Love is the greatest entrance song.
Yeah.
And I suggest it to every wedding after I did you guys's.
Oh yeah,
it because is amazing.
It's just great. I don't know why. It works.
It's amazing on every level. It's energetic. It's powerful. It's about love. It's about the power of love. It's about the energy of the power of love.
It kicks in heavy right in the beginning. Oh, and then it's got a, and then a, dancing, and then you're walking to your seats. Lyrics aren't in just yet. It's perfect.
Oh, speaking of, my Google Home is here. I spoke about it last week, and I've programmed it when I get home, just like Back to the Future. I go, hey, Google, I'm home, and it goes, hello, Daddy, King of the Castle, Lord of the Manor. It says that when I walk in. King of the Castle, Lord of the Manor. It does call me, hey, Daddy.
Yes, so, I made it change its name so that it calls Royce Daddy.
Yes, it calls me Daddy. And man, so far that Google Home is badass. It's so much. You just sit there fucking playing with it all day, seeing all the things you could do and asking it stupid questions. You don't realize how many stupid questions you have that you have that.
Jared is suggesting we play Pump the Jam.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, what about I Believe I Can Fly? Why don't you guys come out to that?
That's not bad.
I'm surprised he knows that song.
Hey,
it's on the oldie station.
Can I?
Right. Oh,
classic.
Classic rock.
Okay, how about if Cuban Pete doesn't work, can I ask for this song? to come out there?
No. Oh, Cuban Pete. That's the no, only thing.
No, Cuban Pete.
I like the other one.
No, way better. It sounds, happening.
It sounds racist right off the bat.
Yep.
That's what you two idiots are coming out to.
Yep. It's happening.
I'm so excited.
I know this is a silly...
Where am I going to store maracas?
I know this is a silly question to ask them, but are there any black people in your bridal party or groomsmen?
No.
There's not even any that are being invited.
Oh, my God.
Not because
they're
black.
Don't say it like that!
I don't know any. That's the reason
don't
why.
Don't say it no, like
that. No, we have a coworker.
Oh, he's not invited.
Don't not say it like that!
I just don't like him.
Just don't say it like that!
Whole climates and just people of color do not move there.
It's not because of skin color. I just don't like him as a human being.
Jesus.
He's a terrible human being.
I'm just saying, in general, you guys are not exposed to too many anyone from color because of how cold it is.
I know.
In high school, we had at least two black people.
Mitch, Sherry, don't say it like that. Look, I know what you guys mean. I do.
We had all kinds of refugees when we were growing up.
I know what you guys mean when you say it, but what you don't get is context doesn't matter anymore. It's 2016. You get that, right? It doesn't matter.
In my high school, we had a lot of Asian kids.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fair.
That is one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's fair. That's a good minority to include for diversity purposes.
Like, for example, did you know the term yellow belly came from Asians because yellows were scared? I don't know if that's true, but it sounds racist, and I made it up right now. Add that to your facts.
I don't know. I don't know if you're wrong. But I don't it sounds know either. Like it could be right, but it probably isn't.
Dutch,
like,
do you understand that I've lived most of my life confusing people like that? I say things that sound kind of right, and I get away with it because no one's like, "Hey, good enough."
Remember the whole Redskin controversy? It probably wasn't offensive ever, but for whatever reason, white people just heard it from someone like you, and then they just took off with it.
You.
Somewhat archaic word for a coward, most commonly associated with the South or Southwest. South or Southwest.
What are you reading?
What yellow belly means?
Oh,
Hey, sorry, real quick, Mitch. Did you? You probably had quite a few diversities in your unit when you were serving in Iraq. Correct?
Oh, he had a bunch of diverse people on his unit.
Not a whole lot, actually, because it's really racist to say, but I was infantry. And so you don't have a whole lot of black people in that. And then on top of that, I was airborne, so you have even less.
Interesting. So wait, where were the majority? Really?
Most of like the black people, African Americans, Mexicans, whatever, a lot of them were actually like cooks and mechanics.
Whoa,
and
African
like
American. Oh, you said it.
I did say that.
Okay.
So they weren't door kickers?
No.
Interesting.
Surprisingly, it was actually mostly white people.
Brendan in the chat room says, I had black people at my wedding. Now they're terrified of the Irish.
That's funny.
That's actually really fucking funny. They don't know how much people can drink. And I know it sounds like a hack joke, but let me tell you something. Every Irish friend I've ever had is A, an alcoholic, and B, drinks every human being I've ever seen under the table. I don't know how. It's genes.
My mom's side of the family, same thing.
It's, I don't know, dude. It's subgenes. It's fine.
They're built for it. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain people who are just built for certain things.
Like, for example,
they're built for drinking people under the table.
I think the Midwest is made for people could drink 100 beers and function. But Irish people, it's whiskey. It's not beer. Like, it's just.
Oh, yeah.
Hard liquor, and they're like, I'm fat, get at it. Whoa, hey, calm down, don't punch me.
You get.
I had an Irish, exchange student in college, this Irish kid, Alan was his name. And he.
Alan's dog. He,
it wasn't. Or this one.
Alan! That's Alan's dog.
It was weird. Like, cause you know how it is in college. Like, you know, you're underage and like, you know, like one upperclassman who's over 21. And so you're like, hey, we'll give you $50 to get us $20 worth of alcohol. And right. So he would like, you know, run it, get you like a 30 case of Keystone and like a thing of McCormick's vodka. And like we would all be shit faced, and Al would be sitting there going like, "This is fuck. I don't nothing. Got nothing here. You okay? Can we have you know fucking what's the spice? Go back and more." And we're just like, "Are you serious, dude? Like everybody's thrown up in the bathroom. Like what's wrong with you?"
I'm telling you, man. Alcohol just doesn't hit them that way. You know, I was actually reading the story, and it was...
I think they have. Here's what it is: redheads have oversized livers. I have no scientific proof to back that up, but that's my theory.
Well, you know what? I don't have anything to back up my yellow belly thing, but it sounds reasonable enough. So I'm going to believe you. Also, I'm going to blindly believe you and go, yeah, you know what? That's a Dutch and Royce fact. Redheads have...
There you go. Yes. Mm-hmm. Facts are based in no actual facts, but it's our facts.
Yeah.
I have a birthmark on my liver.
How do you know that?
Because at one point I needed to get like an MRI or something done. And they're like, yeah, there's like this little spot on your liver. It's a birthmark. It's benign. You're fine.
I'm like, on, the nurse back here is shaking her head. What was that, Kelsey?
Hi, Sherry. I love you, Sherry. But that's the wackest thing I've ever heard. I think they're lying to you.
The wackest?
They're lying to her?
Well, hold whatever. On. I'll take it because it humors me. Because I come from a long line.
You don't have... birthmarks internally.
How do you know that?
Well, I think it was just like, I don't know.
Here's a question.
She said it was like a benign spot, but like there was a spot on it. So she's like, it's like a birthmark. So I was like, yeah, take it from my alcoholic family. I'll take it as a birthmark. It might not be real, but I'll take it.
Sterling camera.
Oh, I got it. There it is. Uh-oh.
It's getting big. Still the name of the dog?
Dude.
Tipper.
Tipper.
She might be pregnant. We don't know.
From Sterling?
From Sterling.
That way to go, buddy. Finally, he's not humping the towel anymore.
Well, that's because we had his balls cut off.
He has raisins now.
But it wasn't in time.
He has raisins. Brendan, who's Irish, says...
Pregnant. Dude, you know what? Don't those dogs go for a lot of money?
Sorry, not honey. Really. I mean,
I'm just saying, really... like, don't get like a hat. I don't know how this whole thing works because we're debating whether or not we're going to cut dude's balls off or we should have him mate with another Siberian Husky because, you know, Siberian Huskies, actually, you know, if it's a female, they'll go for like $300. If it's a male, they go for $1,500.
Actually, if you have dude mate with a human woman, you could sell those videos for way more money than that. So just do that.
Money. You want to make some money? Nothing.
Just to tell it. Yeah, that's a yes. That's consent, right? Brendan, who's Irish, my wife is Puerto Rican. I don't think you're allowed to say that. And they're amazed at how much I can drink.
You're allowed.
I don't think that's the right word. That doesn't sound right to me.
Say Puerto Rican?
You're allowed to say Puerto Rican.
That's a hard P. I don't like when you guys say that.
I would say words you're not allowed to say.
Actually, I think it's only racist if you emphasize the Rican part.
Puerto Rican. My mom can't have more than two shots before she can't see anymore. Jared outing his cool mom who drinks. Who does those who stole the shots. Girl. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, honey, I was hitting on Jared's mom. God, can we get a girlfriend?
No. I spoke to this middle school.
Jared is the 14-year-old, 13-year-old listener.
Yeah. Oh, no. Jared is a 13-year-old listener, and his mom, who fucking Dutch called cool mom, started hitting on her, and it made us all uncomfortable.
Kelsey looks so disturbed.
In the next room.
This happened last week, I think, because Royce spoke.
Oh, blame Royce.
Because that happens with, inner city schools now. They get someone like Royce Lopez to be a positive speaker to them.
That's mean!
Oh, he draw the picture of Royce?
Yeah, that's a different person. Look, first off, I don't like that you're insinuating. First off, I'm trying to reach these kids. I don't like that you're being so mean. I'm going out there, and what was that movie with Coolio about Gangster's Paradise? Michelle Pfeiffer was in the movie.
Catwoman. Batman.
No!
Grease 2.
No! Where she's a rough
step up.
She's a teacher, rough and tumble.
Snow Dogs.
It's not
Air Bud.
Why would you ask out loud what movie you're trying to find? Here's the thing. I'm even talking to myself sometimes when I make that mistake. It's like, why do I think these assholes are actually going to help me?
You guys are all fucking assholes.
So it's not Batman?
It's not Batman. You're a fucking bitch.
What lies
jackal.
Beneath?
Jackal. It's a jackal. Jackal.
Hairspray. Jackal. It's a Scarface.
Jackal? Is it a jackal?
Is it a jackal? It's a jackal. Steve.
Stardust?
Steve?
It's Stardust.
Alan.
Mom. A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Wiener.
What lies beneath?
Wiener.
I am Sam.
Wiener.
Coolio featuring LV Gangsta's Paradise video short.
Yeah, but what was it? Dangerous Minds. The film was Dangerous Minds. Thank
you. There you go. By the way, I knew that was a movie and I refused to tell you.
You're a fucking cunt. I'm here looking like an asshole. Look, Dutch, look how cool the DVD cover is, though. Ready to cringe?
I've seen it.
For Dangerous Minds? Look at DVD cover.
Oh, that's hard.
I've never seen it.
Michelle Pfeiffer is wearing a leather jacket and these all these interracial kids.
Oh, Batman.
It's not Batman.
Damn it.
Wait, who is guest 212169? Change your username, asshole.
That's me, dickhead. You fucking cunt.
Hey, you dickwad.
Really start username shaming every one of these people.
Why don't you guys, first off, I'm in my safe space. And you won't be doing that. And this is fucking day one in Trump's America. You're already shaming me because I don't want to give into your name system.
Have you ever been actually signed up to that the site with your own name?
Yeah, he has
my
one.
Slave name.
He has one.
I will not
on the air
answer my slave name. My name is Kunta Kinte.
Your name signed
my
in.
I will not be called Toby. I am Kunta Kinte. I am guest 212169.
What's your name?
His name was Robert Paulson.
Not anymore. You're not guest 212169.
His name. Did you just kick me out of my own chat room, you motherfucker?
Asshole.
His name was Robert Paulson.
And try to post a picture now, dummy.
I'm logging in with my master account, and I'm going to kick your
ass. Kenny logging in?
Yeah, fuck Mitch. Thinks he could fucking kick me out of my own chat room. How dare he?
Oh, Jesus.
You're a prick.
I can't wait to marry him.
Yeah, I can wait. Tell you this. You better start being nice, Mitch, or since it's my wedding, I'm going to start having Sherry look for different suitors. My user IP is banned. Can you please unban me so I get back into my chat? Thank you.
Oh, my God. I love Mitch.
Royce, where am I going to find a better suitor?
How do I unban?
Men's Warehouse.
You better fucking figure it out.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I just got to remember how.
It kicked me out of both. You know what that also did? Now the people, because normally I have the chat room opened up for the people watching on YouTube. Now that chat room is not working either because you kicked me out and you're a fucking asshole. You know that, Mitch? You fucking dick. You know, this is what happens when I try to reach kids, you know? I go out there and I try to help the youth fucking community, and instead I get banned from my own website. And that's what I get for helping. Learn this hard lesson, Jared. These are my friends. Don't hang out with people that bring you down like I do.
Actually, I feel so proud that I started this.
Oops. A better advice, just don't hang out with people. You're a coder. You're going to make $1 billion. You know, do like Bill Gates and you know, Steve Jobs did. Just don't hang out with people
first
until
off,
you're like 30s.
His name is
William. Get cancer.
His name
and
is
and,
his name is William Gates. You don't call him Bill. You're not friends. All right. You guys don't fucking hang out.
Yes, that never ending.
It's Slick Willie Gates is what they call him. Slick Willie nonsense. Gates.
I only banned you for a minute. It's done now.
A hot minute. You're a fucking prick, Mitch.
Here's the thing. If he tries to refresh the website, be like, server not found. He hit so you couldn't even find
Mitch is
it.
A fucking prick, and there's nobody I like more in the world because he's a prick. Like, he's such an asshole, but I appreciate his level of commitment to being an asshole. It is like If there was a major league, that's him. Like, no one. Mitch is a major league asshole.
Mitch, did you tell them about the November thing? At work?
Oh, yeah. So at work, they did the Movember contest.
Right.
Thing where you know, you shave at the beginning of November and then you just grow out your beard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided since I didn't win last year, I was going to take revenge on everyone. So I trimmed down for our engagement photos in early October. And I just let my beard grow and grow and grow since then.
It was the grossest thing ever.
And I didn't take the before pictures like everyone else did, but then I did take an after photo, and then I used my before picture from last year.
So Mitch had this.
So I had like 2 months of growth.
Yeah, I got to shave too. My beard's getting ridiculously big. I didn't shave for November either.
I shaved yesterday because Kelsey smelled my beard and said, "This is the grossest thing I've ever smelled."
You wash it. You fucking wash it with shampoo and conditioner.
I washed it, but apparently my face odor is too much for her.
Oh God, Dutch!
20 minutes before the show,
Dutch has stinky face disease.
Oh no!
I guess so.
It's, even when he shaves, his face just always smells.
But here's the thing: is that like it's you know like when you smell something bad, you want everybody else to smell it. Like she smelled my one cheek, and then she kept grabbing my face and trying to smell my beard, so I was like hand fighting her for like 3 hours to get her away from me.
Something else that we do is fun is Maria. I'll sit there and Maria will like see these stray gray hairs that are growing in my beard, and she'll pluck them out, or I'll pluck out her gray hair.
She points them out.
I'll pluck out gray hairs in. I pluck out Marie's gray hairs in her head.
Actually, what happens is we argue about.
How many? I'm like, okay, you can pluck one gray hair, but I can pluck one gray hair, like one for one. It's a deal.
And then he wants to go for two, and I say, you get one, so you better make it good. You better make it a good pluck, because I'm not having all my hair plucked out.
There's something so satisfying about plucking a gray hair.
And then he picks one, and then I get to pick one of his and then pluck it.
So do you go back and forth and see who has more?
We usually don't go past two, because then I don't want him pulling my hair out.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's
not fair when it's head hair versus beard hair.
Fuck you! She thinks plucking beard hair doesn't hurt. It fucking does
hurt. I don't
talk
about pain. I talk about I need the hairs on my head.
I don't need the hairs on my face because I don't have any on my head. Did you think about
that? The worst ones.
Did you think about that? No, you only think about yourself.
The worst beard hairs are the ones around your nose.
Yeah, those are the worst. Oh, ow.
Yeah. They make you sneeze like instantly.
Yep.
I don't sneeze from it, but otherwise you have like. You just have or nose hairs themselves hurt when you pull them out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they don't come out on the first pull, so you have to keep doing it, and you're just crying.
Anyway, Marie's happy because I let her play with my beard, and that's all she wants to do.
Yeah, I want to pull on it all the time.
Yep.
Why?
But Mitch's?
Because it's thick, and I want it to be organized, and I can't, so I just pull on it.
God, here I am. Here
I am. Someone with an OCD problem.
Yeah, here I am. Here I am thinking that she loves me. Instead, it was her fucking OCD weirdness. Yeah.
Well, because
here I'm thinking it's cute and she loves me.
Right underneath both sides of his chin are the thickest parts of his beard, and they go in different directions. And the cheek beard hair I love, but the under the chin beard hair drives me insane, and I want to pull at it, pull at it.
Neck hair is the worst.
Oh my God, it's so scraggly. It goes in all different directions. It's kind of kinkly.
Well, I trim the neck hair.
If you let the stuff around the ears, on the chin side, if you let it grow out long enough, it starts to turn into wings and it just goes out.
And neck hair. Yeah, why do men have hair on the back of their necks? Why?
Because we're males.
The same
why
reason
we have
you,
hair on our chest. Why don't you have hair on your chest?
Yeah, the same reason you fucking pierced your nipples.
I do have
say,
one hair on my chest.
I have hair on my nipples.
Ew, gross, ew.
The same reason you pierce your nipple with safety pins, because sometimes you're fucking crazy, Sherry. Leave us men alone with our hairy necks, and we'll leave you women alone.
I was
going
to say, we're descendants of apes, and the males are always more hairy for whatever reason. I don't know what the reason is, but...
Yeah, Sherry, with the pierced nipples.
We have hair on the small of her back. I don't know why it's there,
Sherry,
but it's there.
Wait till you start breastfeeding and the milk starts squirting out like a sprinkler head because of all the holes in your nips.
No, it's healed. They are healed.
Uh-huh.
But I would like to mention while we're talking about piercings real quick, I got a tattoo on my ribs and it didn't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Like, the arrow one.
It's about this
big. That hurt for me.
30-second tattoo.
Oh, yeah. It didn't last a full minute.
Kelsey, it was less than a song.
It was on your ribs, by the way. It was like on the meat between the ribs.
Sherry,
I saw that tattoo.
Sherry,
shut up.
See it.
Tattoo
5 seconds. Oh, it totally did take 5 seconds, but it still didn't hurt.
Sherry, I want to see it. Let's see it.
Yeah, you weren't even on the bone. That's the thing about the ribs. It's hitting the bone because it's right there against the skin. That's the part that hurts the most.
Oh. I mean,
it's you, but you don't get credit for that.
Move the microphone, Mitch. Move your microphone. It's there. You go.
Yeah, take your shirt off, Sherry.
So that's an arrow. Is it a specific?
It's easy when I don't have boobs.
Is it a specific arrow or just a random arrow?
Oh, that's right between your ribs. That's easy.
I don't know. I'm thinking of
try to get one that goes up all along your arms, and it goes on the front and the shoulder blade, or on the collarbone and the back on the shoulder blade. That would hurt.
I think you're just weak.
Mitch, was it the... Oh, shit. We might just see a domestic abuse on the...
Yeah, but it'll be Sherry hitting Mitch. I know these fucking animals.
Oh. It is. Usually it is her hitting me. She's mean.
Look at those guns.
Yeah, look at those 22s.
Holster those puppies.
Is
Minnesota Stand Your Ground State?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, Mitch, what was the worst part with your half sleeve that you had there? Going off
The worst part was the shoulder blade on the back and then the collarbone on the front.
Yeah.
That was not good.
Yeah, when your skin and the bone are like just barely centimeters from each other.
The worst part about tribal tattoos is having to listen to Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me that I don't know the rest of the words to this song.
Good job.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, anyways, what, Sherry, besides the fact that you have the worst rib tattoo ever because it was between the ribs, why are you better?
I am better because my music is going to be epic.
It is, actually. I'm really happy that we talked about tonight. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I introduce everyone to the wonderfulness that is less than Jake Christmas songs. Or songs.
Royce, why are you better?
I am better than you because I broke Marie.
That was actually a lot of fun watching that. I haven't seen that in a while. It's a little rare that we actually have that kind of shit happen. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm going to make it clap.
And make it clap. She make it clap.
And I'm better than you because this tattoo right here, gayer than yours, but a lot more painful. Look at the awesome gayness of that nonsense.
Now, what's the most
painful? It looks so good because it's all blurry. That's pretty gay.
What's the most painful part?
Gayest tattoo ever, and I'm very proud of it.
What is the most painful part about that 3-star tattoo, Dutch? Getting fucked in the ass?
No, just being called a fairy by your father. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Here, that's Royce. Anything to plug?
He's not wrong. I'm plugging that your dad's not wrong.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
I was defending you.
Wait, why are you better?
I was defending
Kelsey. I want to talk to your parents. Put them on the phone next time.
Why am I better? My mom asked why she wasn't second mic and Joel did not invite her in.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I didn't even hear her say anything. That's the thing. We'll talk about that.
Son-in-law, why can't I come in there?
She didn't say that. Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow. Anything else?
No, I think we're out of here.
All right, guys. See you guys next week. Dustin Royce.
We'll make it clap.